It's time for the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Do we live together? Reaching out with hope. Encouraging one another. Each step along the road. You and I can make everything a little better. Doing life together.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the Relationship Doctor, and I'm here along with my co-host, Chris Weigel, where every weekend we are here and we're doing life together with you. And as always, Chris, we're so glad that everyone's joined us.
That's right, Dr. Linda. It's Father's Day weekend.
It is.
And just like we celebrated Mom a few weeks ago, we want to give equal time to dads, which they deserve.
That's right.
Dads are just as important as a mom.
They are. Happy Father's Day to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And you are the father of three children.
Three now, yes. Evelyn's 8, Julianne is 4, and Matthew is a couple of months. Three months.
Now, there's the difference between mom and dad.
That's right.
Because mom could probably tell you exactly how many months and days old that child is.
Exactly. That's right.
And happy Father's Day to my wonderful husband, Norm, who is a terrific dad. And to my 95-year-old dad, I want to say happy Father's Day to him.
Definitely.
So what are your plans this weekend?
We will probably see Dad this weekend.
Will you party? Or yeah. What will you do? Barbecue?
Not really. We usually end up going out.
All right. Well, let's start with the toughest thing I think there is, trying to figure out what gift works for Dad. I struggle with this, more so than trying to find something for my mom. We check the weirdest and the worst gifts that you could possibly get for your father.
Right.
Here they are. Number one, it's called the blanket support. It is a metal device that you put at the foot of your bed and the mattress. It kind of slides over the mattress, and it elevates your blanket at the feet so that you can have the blanket on most of your body, but your feet are out in the air.
I think it's a great idea. Blankets smash your feet down.
I know, but that is a weird gift. It's a metal contraption that you put at the end of your bed.
If you suspect that company's coming over, if you think they'll see your bedroom, just take the thing down.
Or close the door. And then here's one. The Superman or any superhero boxers. What do you think of that?
No.
This is one you'll see a lot of in all kinds of variations. That's the bottle openers. Some of them are in the form of a T-shirt. I found one in a baseball bat. Why do Dad need all these bottle openers? Are we thinking that dads are out there drinking beer or something?
I
don't know. Yeah, I was going to say that's not what we wanted to do. Here's one that was on the worst gifts list, but I think my husband would like this. It is a waffle iron that presses the logo of your favorite team in it. The one I looked at was the Chicago Cubs.
Right.
He would go for that.
I bet. Yeah.
He would like his waffles with the Chicago Cubs on it. But I think it's because how many times do you actually use those waffle machines?
Not very often.
Here's one, the couch potato cross trainer. It's actually just a little weight strapped onto a remote.
Oh, please. That's terrible.
The bacon bandages, they smell like bacon.
Wait, you skipped one.
Oh, okay. The Big Bobber,
My sister got this for my dad one year.
The floating cooler.
Nothing stayed cold, and the water from the river got in.
And then it was bobbing all around. Things were falling
out. It was terrible, yes.
Make your own hot sauce kit. Light up slippers. They actually have lights in them, and they light your way.
Please.
Or the personalized garden gnome. I think we're going to stay away from that. Here's the worst gifts.
Okay.
Anything that has the world's greatest dad on it.
Right. No one believes that.
Don't think a dad's want to see that. Barbecue cologne. A visor hat with the hair attached. If you don't have hair, you can put it on and pretend you do. Any kind of hygiene product, like nose hair clippers. That's a no-no.
I mean, Dad may need it, but come on.
don't give it to him for Father's Day.
Right.
Aprons for barbecuing.
Right.
Probably have 4 or 5 of those.
Mm-hmm.
A man bag.
Definitely not.
Another keychain. Mm-hmm. Another pair of slippers. And they can be the lighted or unlighted ones.
Yeah.
And another logo T-shirt.
Right.
Those are ones we need to stay away from.
Well, thankfully, you have a list of better ideas than this. Let's hear some of those.
Are you going to call your wife and tell her to listen?
Yeah. Text her right now.
Okay. The elimination of any kind of headache or a chore is a wonderful gift. If you do some kind of chore, you take something off his plate, roll up your sleeves, help them to do something. That's a great way to show love and appreciation.
That one might be tough, though.
Why is that?
Let's say Dad has 3 daughters.
Yes.
And the oil needs changed in the car.
They could do it.
You think so?
I have a really good friend who has 3 daughters. Her name is Teresa. She probably is listening.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad taught them all how to do oil changes, car repairs, change a tire.
That's the way it should be.
So see, you're being sexist with that, see? Here's another good idea. I got Norm a pair of Beats. He loved them, yeah. And when he travels, he puts them on, he listens to them. I thought that was a really good gift last year. I have to step it up this year. I'm not sure what I'm going
to
do.
Hard to beat, for sure, yeah.
Here's another good one. There's something called a smart jump rope. Mm-hmm. If you want your dad to exercise, or he likes to exercise, or wants a way to exercise, this jump rope is like a smartphone, so it does something. It counts. And then it lights up to let you know, so it kind of gives you an incentive. A leather folder, or some kind of leather product for work, like a briefcase. Really nice sunglasses. My daughter-in-law does manage a sunglass place. She sells lots of sunglasses around Father's and Mother's Day. It's a good gift. Mm-hmm. A book that he wants.
Right. That, by the way, is the home run for my dad.
My father-in-law, too.
Yeah,
he likes books. Maybe a great men's devotional.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be a good gift. And then if your dad likes to grill, any grill stuff is good.
Right.
Because a lot of them like more stuff. And all the rubs and all the grilling kit things that you can buy. And then the last one that we came up with was a backpack with a laptop pouch, something that you can carry your laptop in if you're going someplace.
Right. Having gone through the good list and the bad list, I think it's important to remember that a good Father's Day gift is something you get where you've put some thought into it,
right.
Something your dad would want. Grill tools for your dad who doesn't grill, you can't do that.
You good can do idea. That, but he may not appreciate it.
Well, that's true. Flashy socks for a guy who prefers blue or black socks or brown socks isn't a good idea.
We do need to think about what is it that dad really wants and what should he like rather mm-hmm. than what we like. That's a really good thing to remember. Let's listen to a few comments. I bet all these dads are going to get great gifts. We went out in the street. We talked to a lot of people. We had a lot of social media. Let's listen to a few of those comments about their dads.
A good dad to me is someone who's always there as a friend, always there as a comforter, a protector, a helper. My dad's always been one of my best friends, and always been there for me, always helping me out. He guides me, and my husband is doing the same for my two sons, helping them model to grow up to be nice young men as they get older.
I guess for me, my dad's always been around and helped out when I needed it, especially through college. That was a big part of it. And also, he's just there if I need to pick up a phone call and ask for advice.
I get filled up when I talk about my dad because he is my hero.
That's one thing I hope that my girls can say about me down the road. I can see that honoring our fathers with gifts is very important.
Look what they said.
Yeah,
their
exactly.
presence, their help. Mm-hmm. He's a hero. That is something that every dad wants to hear. In fact, there is a biblical mandate to honor your dad. We're doing this not only because it's the right thing to do, but it's also a biblical prescription. It's one of the Ten Commandments. As most people know, in Exodus 20:12, it says, honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God has given you. Interesting that this is the only commandment with a promise, and it's tied to living longer. And I saw my dad honor his mother and father in very dramatic ways, and he's 95, so maybe, there's a good example.
Could be something there, that's right. You know, Dr. Linda, sociologist Dr. David Papineau is a researcher for families and fatherhood. He says fathers are by far more than just second adults in the home. Involved fathers bring positive benefits to their children that no other person is likely to be able to bring. And here's what one of our Facebook followers had to say about her dad. I think it really backs up Dr. Papineau's point. Her name's Teresa. She says, my daddy was always the one I turned to for spiritual advice. He loved the Lord with all his heart and never ceased to pray for me and let me know that he did. When I was a little girl, I would have bad dreams. My daddy would come to my room and kneel by my bed and pray until I fell asleep again. It was such a comfort to know that he was there. He taught me how a lady should be treated and showed by example to my mom, my sisters, and I. He helped me to know my worth first to God and then to him.
That was a dad who led spiritually.
Right. Hmm.
That's really powerful.
Yes.
My dad brought a lot of stability and security into my life. He was always there.
Mm-hmm.
We're hearing that, aren't we, from a number of people already,
right.
that a dad who's present, he would help me with my homework, even though he didn't understand half of the stuff I was doing, but he would make me do my math tables,
right.
all of that kind of thing. I still remember his presence was really powerful. And mm-hmm. academically, I wanted to impress him. He was such a big influence on my life
right.
because he valued me so much.
And this is the Father's Day show on the Dr. Linda Mental Show. And we have more Facebook comments coming up after the break. Best moments with our dads and their influences in our lives. You've already heard one of them, and there are more to come. We'll be right back.
This is the Mental Health Minute. Here's Dr. Linda.
There's no doubt about it. We are definitely living in the text, Twitter, and email age. The handwritten note has become quite the relic. But just because we don't write much with pen and paper anymore doesn't mean we should forsake the kind and encouraging message. Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mintel, the relationship doctor, and I want to encourage you to share a kind word. Even if it's a text, the power of telling a friend you're thinking of them, complimenting a success, or just saying, hey, hang in there, can make all the difference. If you've ever had your day interrupted by just a quick but genuine message from someone close, you know how a thought can raise your spirits, rejuvenate your mind, or help you stick on a difficult path because someone just cares. While you're listening right now, someone may come to mind, someone you can encourage with a few words. Take a minute and text, tweet, or email that person. Tell them you value them and the part they play in your life. It just might change their whole day.
You can learn more from Relationship Dr. Linda Mintel on her website, drlindamintel.com. Well, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. This is the Dr. Linda Mintel Show, and yes, we're talking about dads this Father's Day weekend. And we know dads are important. Dr. Linda, tell us more about what dads do.
Well, we've already established that they're there. Their presence is really important, and they serve an important role in every single family. And Chris, I'm really concerned about the cultural message today that dads are not that important, that they can be replaced, or that you don't need them around. Maybe they're not even necessary in the life of a family. That's what we're hearing more and more. Dads are extremely important for growing strong families, and they impact the psychological, the academic, and the overall well-being of their children. Listen to what one young lady had to say about how her dad has shaped her life.
My dad and I have the same easygoing personality, which I learned from him, and he's taught me to love life and to laugh whenever I can, but most of all, he's taught me how to love people. He's one of the best encouragers and has such a love for people that I've wanted to emulate. He can talk to anyone and just has a heart to connect with others, which he's passed along to me.
Laughter, that is so important.
Great.
So that's a good
one. Great.
And one of our Facebook followers had this to say about his dad. This is from Graham. He says, this goes to the man I call D.
D. D. Hey, yo, D.
He's dad, he's pops, and most importantly, father. He is everything I aspire to be. He has taught me everything I know. He doesn't know it, but he has been the most important man in my life. From conversations they've had together to observations I've made, he is the most amazing man in the world. I respect this man with everything I have in my being. And thank you is nowhere, but it's a start to what I owe you. Thanks, Dad. I love you.
Wow, I hope he's listening.
Oh, I'm going to copy this.
And Graham, tell your dad that. Since he doesn't know it, tell him, because that's wonderful and that's beautiful, and he'd love to hear that.
Graham needs to know that I'm going to copy this verbatim and send it to my dad, except for the D.
Don't call him D.
We call him Tom.
That's right.
So we know that we dads have influence over our kids. What effect do fathers have on a child's education? I found that one to be a surprise.
Children with involved, caring fathers have better educational outcomes. Overall, when you look at a lot of measures of educational success, a number of studies suggest that fathers who are involved, they're also nurturing and playful with their infants. You play with them, they have children with higher IQs, as well as better linguistic and cognitive capacities.
Wow.
You think about it, Chris. If you're interacting, you're playing, you're engaging, you're stimulating the brain. Numerous studies find that an active and a nurturing style of a father is associated with better verbal skills, intellectual functioning, and academic achievement among adolescents. It continues to have that effect. Here's a dad who knew how to be active and nurturing by not watching the game.
Well, I mean, I guess I'd start by saying my dad was there for anything we did, if it was piano recitals or dance or soccer games or anything at all. He was always there. A funny story, he would also take us out on daddy-daughter dates, get dressed up and go to a fancy restaurant when we were little, and, you know, practice etiquette. And other times we would go to, like, sports events. We went to a baseball game, and I hadn't been to the stadium before, and I was pretty little. So instead of actually sitting and watching the game, we spent the entire game traveling from, like, each section to the next section, either buying concessions, you know, Dippin' Dots and popcorn, spoiled. But we spent pretty much the entire game circling the stadium So I could see it from every single angle and where all the bases were. And he was, of course, teaching because he loves to teach. You know, this is that base and that's that base and that person there's in the outfield. We didn't pay attention to the game hardly at all. We just had fun walking around and seeing it from every perspective.
And see, that's what the point is. It was the time spent with Dad.
That's right.
You know, the game was there, and he taught, too, but he made that a memorable experience for
her. Well,
there
was food.
Oh, definitely. Lots of food, too.
That's right.
Fathers have so much to do with the emotional security of kids.
They really do. And even from birth, children with an involved father are more likely to be emotionally secure.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge concept. We could do a whole show on emotional security
right.
and the way dads are important in that. Because when they are there and they're emotionally involved with them, then kids become confident. They begin to explore their surroundings. And then as they grow older, they feel more confident in connecting with their peers. These children are also less likely to get into trouble at home or in school in the neighborhood. This whole idea of an attachment is so important to children, and dads play a significant role in that attachment.
Right. Unfortunately, not every memory is good. Listen to this man's brave admission and what he learned.
The importance of having a father in life is very crucial. Unfortunately, my dad and I did not have a good relationship growing up, and I did see some of the negative impact that did have on my life as far as understanding what it means to be a man and to have and to take on responsibility, not to only be an example to your siblings, but also to be an example to your community. So a father plays a pivotal role in a child's life. A family is supposed to be there to set the foundation for the child or adult is supposed to be in their lives. And so so that's the importance of a father, along hopefully with his wife, is to be able to set a foundation for a child to go out in the world and be impactful.
Well, he sounds like he understands it. He's telling us now, he's coaching us. He knows from personal experience what it was like not to have that. Here's the correction. He's obviously talking to somebody. Maybe he's involved in a church. I don't know. We don't know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
But that role of dad, he has figured out, is really important. That's the hope, guys. You can correct this. You can be that present father, even if you didn't have a father who was there.
And fathers are responsible in part for pushing children toward independence.
And that's really a big factor here. Generally speaking, fathers tend to promote independence because they push achievement a little bit more, while moms are a little bit busier with the nurturing part of it.
It doesn't matter the injury. Walk it off.
Yeah.
Come on.
And I'm going to be there to pat you all the way.
Right.
Both of those are important to healthy development. As a result, children who grow up with involved fathers can explore the world with this confidence that we just mentioned a few minutes ago, and they're likely to exhibit pro-social behavior. It's positive behavior. Here's a comment, Chris, from a listener who says her dad really helped her to be independent.
When I think of the influence on my life from my father, I think of the practical life lessons he has taught me, how to drive, how to shoot a basketball, and how to prune a plant and not kill it. Along the way, he's taught me larger things that have influenced me in bigger ways. My dad's influence is what gave me the confidence to travel halfway around the world to serve people I've never met. It is his influence that encourages me to pursue the beauty in all things. And it is his influence that reminds me building character isn't always fun, but it is always, always worth it.
Wow.
I love it. Dads who teach their daughters to drive. That's the way it has to be. I cannot teach my kids to drive.
Sounds like another great dad, Dr. Linda. But let me ask you this. Fathers play differently with their children, don't they?
They really do. They spend a higher percentage of time on those one-to-one interactions with their infants and their preschoolers. And what they're doing is they're stimulating them in playful activity, more so than the moms do. And from those kind of interactions, they're more playful and physical, Chris. Children learn how to regulate their feelings and behavior. Now, that is big.
Right.
They're playing, they're pushing them a little bit, and they're learning how to deal with all those feelings. You know how your kids get real intense and then you have to kind of settle them down? That roughhousing with dad can teach children how to deal with aggressive impulses and physical contact without losing control.
I just read a book on that.
You did? Really?
Yeah. The author said that roughhousing is very important, especially with boys. Helps them learn the self-control
part. Well, we all have those aggressive impulses, and so you have to learn how to control those, and that's part of what that play does.
Right. And you being Dr. Linda, I'm sure you have something to say about a child's mental health as it relates to dads.
You know I do.
That's right.
One study of school-age children found that children with good relationships with their fathers were less likely to experience depression and to exhibit disruptive behavior. Here's the aggression again. It's getting more controlled. They're going to be less depressed, and they're not going to lie. There's one, too, that lying is impacted by the relationship with the dad.
Wow.
I think this next story also shows that dads show us how to handle small and not-so-small crises with grace.
What I remember about my dad We would go on picnics in the summertime, and we would actually skip church, which was a biggie. But we would just find a place and take out the picnic lunch. And I remember one time my dad forgot to put the car in park, and it went over the hill on the North Carolina side, so we had to wait for it. North Carolina in a tow truck. But that was fun.
My favorite memory of my dad, who was a missionary in Central America, was that he, while always busy and almost always gone, it felt like as a child, one time he invited me to go on a trip with him. And we were headed deep, deep into the mountains of Honduras, driving an old Willys Jeep and up very precarious mountain roads to a little town. And the church group that was waiting on us, he was going to preach, delayed the beginning of the service that had already begun so they could feed us. And they actually gave us probably the only scrawny chicken they had as part of our dinner with black beans and rice. And I was so famished as a kid, I remember just eating and eating and eating so much delicious, delicious food. We had the service. We slept in hammocks together. We got back in the Jeep to head down the mountain the next day. And what we fondly called Montezuma's revenge hit me. And so every few miles, I would say, Dad, I need to stop. What a great experience for a kid to be able to see his father's ministry in action and appreciate the great sacrifice he made for his family and the work of the Lord.
And you know, wow. What I love about that story is that his dad didn't shame him when he had that terrible response to the local food that hit him wrong. And his dad stopped and stopped and stopped, and there wasn't any shame in that. And that's the kind of thing a dad can do that can make that not a traumatic memory, but an actual positive memory.
Right. What if you don't have a dad that's present in your life, or your father wasn't so great? More on that after the break. If you want to learn more about lasting relationships, visit Dr. Linda Mental's Facebook, Dr. Linda Mental, author and speaker.
Are you a mom or a dad trying to do your best to raise a healthy weight child in an unhealthy eating culture? Do you often struggle with how to respond when your child asks if she is fat or if he needs to lose weight? Do you wonder what is normal and how do I best impact my child and his or her eating habits? Well, hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental, and my book, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, teaches parents how to raise healthy kids in an overscheduled, fast food, video game world by making simple choices, easy changes, and instilling good habits that will improve everyone's life today and forever. Winner of the Mom's Choice Award, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, will give you this confidence, the confidence you need to take charge of your child's eating and raise a healthy weight child.
Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World. Available on Dr. Linda's website, drlindamental.com, and available online where books are sold.
Welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Happy Father's Day to all the dads listening. And as we close out our time today, Dr. Linda, say something to encourage single moms and kids whose dads are not in their lives.
I like what Joy said on Facebook. She says, those who grow up without fathers need to see families functioning around them who do have strong male leadership. This serves to show them the biblical model in action and the fact that problems and difficulties are not unique to their particular situation.
If I can toss this in there quickly, that's something my dad did growing up. He was a father to me and my sister, but there were other kids that gravitated toward him, and he was able to help, not completely, but help fill that void for those who didn't have a dad in the home.
That's a great role for a lot of dads to be thinking about. If we look at the numbers of single moms in our culture, it's astounding. It's more than 13 million households, and a lot of kids from single parent families end up in trouble. The church needs to stop judging single moms, in my opinion, and to really start helping. Psalm 146:9 says, he cares for the widow and orphans, and Luke 14:13 calls us to invite the poor. 1 Timothy 5:3 advises us to take care of the widow, and the widow oftentimes is the single mom. The orphans are left by a single mom. The poor are the single mom. We need to get in fellowship with those single moms and help them out, because it's a very lonely place and there's no break when you're a single mom. You can't pawn your child off to your husband and say, I need a half an hour break and I'm going to go take a nap or something. They're it. Many single moms need parenting advice. They need financial instruction. They need emotional support, and they need to be networked, and they need spiritual growth opportunities to come alongside them and make the church that place where they feel invited. 70% of single moms don't even go to church. Wow. Did you know that? I did not know that.
It may be because they feel ashamed.
Or they don't feel a part of it. And they feel like they're going to be judged when they come in. Go find them. Find lots of them. The same with single dads. They might be out there and feeling like they need the support as well this Father's Day, thinking, I don't have a wife to help me celebrate this.
Right.
Dads and moms are out there when they're by themselves. We need to get beside them and really help them and make church a place where they can walk in strength and they can be strengthened in their everyday growth. Single moms may be visiting your church, but they might not be participating.
Right.
I'm trying to think if our church has a single moms ministry.
Not so sure.
I'm not so sure they do. It's really great. A lot of churches provide a Mother's Night Out on Wednesday nights where you can drop off your child and go out. That's a really good thing to do, too. Maybe think about providing childcare and a simple meal for children when they come to meetings, because maybe they can't get to all of that.
Right.
I just think that's a good thing to do.
Well, before we go, can you say something to the children who are struggling this weekend due to a bad dad relationship?
Yeah, you might be an adult child or even a younger child who's thinking, my dad wasn't there for me. I'm listening to all these great comments about wonderful dads, and I'm thinking, but what about my dad? And I would encourage you this weekend to think of a few positive moments with your dad and try to honor him in any way you can. Then the rest of the year, try working on repairing the damage and renewing the tie with your father. You need your dad, and he needs you. Work through the hurts, exercise a lot of forgiveness, extend the grace that needs to be extended. Make the first move. We said that with moms. Make the first move. Pray and ask God for a crack in that built-up wall. And prayer is powerful. Work on your heart and let God work on his, and let's see what God can do in those unique circumstances. We have to close out. So to all the dads, happy Father's Day, and we hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Many thanks to our producer, Pam Miller, our engineer, Caleb Carpenter, our post-producer, Chris Underation, and thanks, of course, to my co-host, Chris Weigel, who makes this show a conversation. From all of us here at Faith Radio, we'll talk to you next weekend. In the meantime, remember, we're here, we're doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone.
The Dr. Linda Mental Show is a production of WQLU-FM 90.9 in Lynchburg, Virginia.